Well, as we're all finding our seats, it's going to be a different kind of morning today. Every once in a while, we like to take a Sunday morning to just sort of reflect on the vision and the mission of Christ Center. And we're going to do that today. You know, we're kind of an odd bunch. I mean, look at the person next to you. We're kind of a... But the Lord has built us into a family here at Christ Center. So we want to give you an opportunity to step back and sort of see how he's called us to interact with one another and interact with our community. So we're gonna talk to our whole staff today, pretty much. We're going to start with Carly, who was just up here. Carly Davis, come on up. She is the administrative assistant, and she's given herself the title of the CEO of Vibes.
It's true.
Although Uli, our new youth leader, he's Mr. Chill Vibes, so I don't know.
He's the assistant to the CEO of Vibes.
Well played.
The COO of Chill Vibes.
The COO of Chill Vibes. I got to start this thing here. Carly, you do a lot of administration and scheduling and coordination, and this is all super important stuff. And this morning, as we get going, there's going to be something that's going to help. You know what would have helped me? If I had brought up a booklet. Can someone hand me a booklet? I am so sorry. But on the back of your booklet that you were given this morning, there is something special. Carly, what is that?
Hey, the back of the booklet is the app. There's QR codes for the app. So everybody, if you didn't get one of these this morning, if the ushers didn't pass one out, raise your hand so that we can make sure you have that. You can scan that QR code and get the scoop. Get the scoop about our app, the Church Center app. Everything that you would ever need to know about Christ Center is probably there.
We have a video.
We do
Andy,
have a video.
Andy, go ahead and hit that video, will you? Here it is. That's our logo. It's app music.
It is app music. We have a directory.
Yes.
We'd love for you to sign up and get in the directory. We can help you with that. The calendar is in the app. Everything that's coming up is there. We don't use this a ton. You can check in your kids into the app, skip the line. Registrations, you can sign up for emotionally healthy spirituality. You can sign up for the marriage group. You can sign up to bring snacks. You can see your schedule if you are on the worship team or in kids' church. All of that is in the app.
You can order pizza with the app.
You cannot order
pizza
with the app.
You can make espresso with a touch of a button.
No, that's not true. That's a different app. But it's all in there. So anything that you want to do or want to know about Christ Center starts there. So we'd love for you to download that. And it's little. It just takes up a little space on your phone.
And so Carly is, you'll see her whenever you come in during the week. She's there. She has her mind tentacles into much of what's happening.
My hub of vibes.
Your hub of vibes. How do they get a hold of you, Carly?
On the back of your booklet, there is the email address, christcenter@christcenter.com. Don't forget all the S's. Or you can call us. Or if you have my phone number, you can just text me like a normal person.
How about that? Thank you, Carly Davis. You're done. Pastor Joshua Rivas is coming up now. The pastor of the Color Purple. Welcome.
I felt like it was kind of a maroon.
Is it?
A little bit.
Right.
I think it's maroonish.
Right, yeah.
Maybe cranberry
just
at best.
There. Yeah. Yeah. Joshua, we have a phrase that we use to encapsulate our mission at Christ Center. What is that?
We're here to love God, love others, and serve both.
The end. Now, you might say that's kind of like, in some ways, that, you know, Jesus said, love God and love your neighbor, etc. So that's sort of like, in some ways, every church's mission. So what differentiates us here? How has God called us specifically to walk that out?
You know, I think some of the things that, well, first of all, I think it's good that is every mission, I hope, of every church that calls on the name of Jesus, because that is definitely what we're up to. But we do have some core beliefs here that we major on. And you guys will hear about these things as themes throughout everything that we do. And in fact, we'll be preaching through some of those core beliefs and practices as you're here. But they are such things as God is a good father, that the Holy Spirit is active, and that our emphasis of doing this, loving God, loving others, and serving both in our cities and elsewhere, is that we do this all as a family, that God has called us to be a family. So that's going to continue to be a part of what we do. And with loving and serving others, we lean heavy into Jeremiah 29:7, which is to seek the welfare of the city, that as long as we're here on this earth, we're extending the kingdom, that we pray for the peace, the shalom, the welfare, the wholeness of the city. And as the cities prosper, as our community prospers, we also prosper. That God wants us to be a part of seeing human flourishing for people who already believe and people who will soon, God willing, believe.
Yeah, being peacemakers of our city is a huge part of what we believe God's called us to. We have a page on that, page 3 in your booklets. In fact, we even have a picture of 3 buckets. What's that all about?
Okay, so the 3 buckets teaching, and by the way, there is a QR code there. And if you haven't listened to the 3 buckets teaching here at Christ Center, I want to ask you to please do that. In fact, do it this week. It will really help you.
Do it right now. Turn it on right now.
But please don't. Please don't. I'm going to give you a quick summary. And the idea of 3 buckets is, as believers, how do we walk together in unity while also acknowledging the fact that there are very important things going on in this world and in our hearts that we might not yet agree upon? How do we do this? How do we walk together in unity and show the love of Christ in a meaningful way and live together? So if we're to be peacemakers, this is an example that I think gives us a way to process that without feeling like we're compromising the reality of the faith. So the first bucket, as it were, you've got 3 buckets in your life of things that are important as we're doing life together. And the first bucket is what actually makes us believers, that we believe that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are who they say that they are, that the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, in the flesh, and that he died and rose again, and that there's only one way to be saved, and that is through Jesus Christ.
That's core Christian doctrine.
Yeah, essentially the Apostles' Creed. And if you believe these things, you're a Christian. You are a Christian. And if you don't yet believe these things, I'm sorry, but you're not yet a Christian. You may be interested, but God wouldn't consider you a Christ follower yet, because this is the only way to get there. So those first bucket issues are what unite us as sons and daughters adopted into his family. Now, second bucket issues are the things of like what we're doing right now, that we happen to gather on Sunday mornings and worship. We take communion almost every Sunday. These are things that we as a church, distinctives of worshiping the Lord and parts of the teaching of the church that we engage in as a people. And so these are like second bucket issues. They're very important. For instance, the Holy Spirit is active. We believe that the gifts of the Holy Spirit didn't die with the apostles, but that they're still happening. So if you don't believe some of these things, we're not going to accuse you of not being a Christian, but you also... We're not going to change those things about how we gather at Christ Center. Are you with me? So very, very important. But we're not going to question whether or not you're actually a believer if we disagree on whether or not you can still speak in a different language through the power of the Holy Spirit or not. There's no reason for me to accuse you of not believing the core things that make you
a believer. We can still fellowship together.
Yeah. And maybe you may find that this isn't your cup of tea. There's a lot of great churches that are out there that are going to agree with maybe some of those second bucket issues. And we would bless you as you were a part of that. And we wouldn't question whether or not that is a first bucket issue, whether or not you're actually a Christian. The third bucket issues. These are very important things, such as who are you going to vote for in the next election? What is God's stance on how do we live out the scriptures engaging with immigration in this time and moment? How do we do compassionate capitalism and follow Christ at the same time? These are super important things that we might not agree upon. In fact, even our whole pastoral team doesn't agree on who to vote for each year. We have intense fellowship about it, but we're not going to divide over whether or not some person happens to be sitting in that seat for the next 4 years. It's a very important issue, but we won't divide over a third bucket issue because we're still aligned in the first bucket issues and the second bucket
issues. Those things are important. They're not nearly as important as those first bucket things.
Exactly.
That's the thing. They're just not.
And so we offer this to you as how we can then also serve in our cities alongside of other people who may disagree in some very important ways, but we agree in the mission that we're on, and we're able to continue forward in unity while we don't yet have agreement.
That's
and maybe
summer.
Never we'll have agreement until Jesus shows up and settles the bet,
right.
At which point Jason's going to owe me so many dollars. We have so many bets. He's just going to be...
I just let him think that. It's good. Now, that's unity sort of inside the house. We're also are in a community. How do we try to be peacemakers in our community? How do we exercise that?
So we seek to be people of peace. And some of the ways that we do it as a whole group of people is that we serve together in One Hope. One Hope is a network, a relational network of churches. There's hundreds of churches all over the valley. And we seek for ways to pray together. We seek for ways to serve in the city together in meaningful ways, like we do Project Hope. Together we launched Every Child, which cares for families and children involved with foster care. We do many, many different things together. We also are a part of the Junction City Ministerial Association. Boy, that was a mouthful. Let me just take a breath. Where we get together and pray and eat lunch once a month, and we invite other leaders from the community so we can know the needs of our city and meet them. And so these are just a couple of examples of how we can get together with people of good faith, and goodwill to serve the needs of the city. So we're looking to see human flourishing, whether you believe in Jesus yet or not. But we as believers are able to do that because we know we have Christ in common.
Yeah. One thing we like to say, you know, Jesus didn't give us the power to curse our city, you know? Like, Jesus asked us to bless. And so that's what we aspire to do with one another. We don't curse one another. We bless one another. And we bless our friends and neighbors around. That's the best way to be a peacemaker, is to seek to bless people.
Amen.
Joshua, if I'm new here, I might not be involved at that level of, I'm not a pastor or ministry leader. Maybe I own a business, or maybe I'm a stay-at-home parent. How do I walk this out in my vocation?
We truly believe that God has given us as pastors, apostles, evangelists, teachers, administrators, gifts of helps, all of that to do what? Equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. Our primary job is to equip you all, the saints, the sons and daughters of God, to be effective in the vocation, the calling that God has on your life. We are all in full-time ministry to be engaged in what God's doing, showing blessing through what we do and the excellence of everything that we set our hand to, so that whatever you and I have a responsibility and authority and influence in, those are the areas that God expects each of us to bring our full self, so that his kingdom is exemplified in what we do, whether I'm an at-home mom, or whether I'm a teacher, or I work somewhere in a business, if I'm a policeman, if I'm a business owner, wherever you are on mission. And that's the desire that we have, that everything that we're doing is empowering every saint in this place to see themselves as an ambassador of the kingdom, a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, releasing his presence and peace in every practical way, which is both spiritual and physical in what you do. We want you to see yourself as God sees you. You're on mission. And we together are bringing the kingdom.
And it's good. This is a great thing about journeying together, is hopefully the further you're going in life, the more you're discovering about exactly how God's calling you to work those things out in your life. Can we have our elders stand up? I don't know if all of them are here today.
Almost all of them are here today.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, look around at these beautiful elders. Woo! Yeah, you can give them a hand. They're awesome.
Why is Janelle not standing? That was weird. You weren't paying attention.
Janelle is also an elder. Sense. She's just not listening to us as usual. Thank you, Janelle. You're such a good sport.
Yeah, these guys are wonderful. We wanted you to be able to see them because we just want to commend them to you. They're really wonderful people who pray for you, and have been for a long time, and have dedicated themselves to be doing that. So we have lots of wonderful people in here. And these guys are specific mothers and fathers that we wanted you to see them. So you know, these are people you can trust.
And it's important that you understand that Christ Center is an elder-governed and staff-led church. And so you see us up, and we're engaged in our parts of the ministry. But we are not only accountable just to ourselves. We work together with this team of elders. And so we have more non-staff elders that are a part of this team to make sure that we don't accidentally become a cult. Breathe a sigh of relief. And to make sure that there is accountability on us answering to God for being faithful what he's called us to. So we really appreciate these guys. And if you do need insight or counsel or wisdom or prayer, I commend any of them to you. They're a huge blessing in my life and all of our lives. So thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'm going to take that microphone.
Do it.
Pastor Janelle, come on up. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
That's not on the script.
Janelle is our executive pastor who just wants to cut right to it. No small talk for her. Pastor Janelle, what is your responsibility as the executive pastor?
My most important one is to make sure that the staff matches. Have you noticed that today? All the matching clothes? That's, it happened, and it drives him crazy, and I love it. But my main thing is that I get the privilege of working with each team and ministry that uses Christ Center. And whether it's scheduling or calendars or pastoral care, my hands are kind of in those pies. We have a super busy building, so scheduling, that kind of thing. One church, one day prayer coordinating, leading women's ministry. Also have a Bible study that women, if you're looking for a place to join, I would love to invite you. We're walking through the Bible in a year. My job is eclectic, and I love it.
Yeah. So speaking of all the groups that meet here, this is a great building we have. I don't know if you've ever thought, this is a really good building, but it's fantastic. Right in the middle of everything, what goes on in this building? It doesn't stay empty during the week.
Never. I don't know that it's really ever fully empty. Maybe at 2 in the morning, maybe. But we have so many groups that we partner with that use this building, and we love it. Junction City School of Dance, this is their home. Yep. Cowboy Church meets here during the week. Wow, this is getting good. Special Needs Preschool is housed here. Restoration Ministries, this is their home. Navigators is a homeschool group that, yeah. They come on Fridays and absolutely take over every square inch of this building. It's probably the busiest day of the week for this building, and we love that. There's lots of different community groups that come and have their events and things here, and we love how busy this building is.
But Janelle, I don't understand.
What?
There are so many groups here. Why don't we just make our own homeschool group?
That is such a great question. We believe that a mandate from God was to not reinvent the wheel on things or not recreate things that are already happening, but rather network with people, come alongside what they're doing, and just add our strength to them. For example, why would we start a food pantry here at Christ Center when Junction City Local Aid already exists? Because they are rocking it. They're caring well for our community. So instead, we just send volunteers their way and come alongside what they already have. They have the infrastructure, the resources that we don't. So let's just come alongside them. Same with something like Love for Lane County. They're providing rides for people that need a ride to the doctor or different things. They're doing a great work, and we don't need to reinvent the wheel or create a clunky system that just wouldn't work as well, but rather add strength coming alongside.
Yeah, we don't need a whole bunch of Christ Center ministries, please.
No,
it's way more
Jesus
work for us, and I just
sounds
it works
awful.
Way better the other way. And if someone wants to volunteer with any of those, where do they go?
Yeah, Karen Rivas is our volunteer coordinator for things going on in the community. She, I think, is staffing the nursery today, so she's not in here, but she would love to get you involved, whether you have an hour, a quarter, or 10 hours a week. We have a place that needs your breed of Jesus. So talk to Karen, and she would love to help.
And one of the things Karen continually has done for a while now is Mercy Meals. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful ministry that is we do here. And it started with providing dinner for families that have resource families.
Formerly called foster families.
Yes, thank you.
I feel like we always have to say that because resource families.
We're not quite there yet with everybody knowing what resource families are. So oftentimes when you have kids that you're being a resource for, like you have an emergency trip to the ER or a parent visit runs long or you have so many appointments, and on those really hard days, you will have a meal in the freezer that you can just pull out and give. Or if there's another situation going on, maybe you've had someone in the hospital or a long ER visit and you need dinner that night, we can just run you a meal that's in the freezer. So she does that about once a quarter, her and Cheryl, and they just prep up a ton of food and our freezer's stocked full, and we have that ready and willing or waiting for families.
Awesome. So there's clearly a lot of ways to get involved here in our community. But what about getting involved here at Christ Center? Well, we have Pastor Mark for that. Pastor Mark Wall is coming up. Pastor Mark is our community pastor, and he specializes in helping you and us and our community care for one another. So Pastor Mark, tell us how people can receive ministry here.
Well, for some reason my throat had a clog in it.
It's really good that you gave us that update. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
It's better now. One of the things is we want to know God's character, and we want to be able to connect with God because we want to work with him for our physical, emotional, and our spiritual healing. So we have a number of ministries that help us do that. Emotionally healthy discipleship courses. We're doing those twice a year. We've got one starting next week. We had the QR code and everything to sign up for that. We have SOZA, which is an inner healing prayer ministry. We have Restoration, which is a lot about the character of God, and also recognizing that when we come to the Lord, a lot of the brokenness we have in our life doesn't disappear, that we still have things we need to work on to become more fully who he designed us to be. And then we have prayer. We have a prayer team. The pastors will pray. We want to come alongside you and walk in community and with the Lord to help people get healed.
Indeed. And we also have small groups. Tell us about that.
Well, as I mentioned, we believe that healing and transformation occurs in community. So we need places that we feel safe, that we get to be known and know others. So on the first and third Wednesdays, we have small groups meeting throughout the community. You can go on and sign up. There's that QR code on page 6, I believe.
Yes, that is correct.
And the pastors are here on those first and third nights, and we're taking care of your kids so you guys can spend time focused on getting to know one another.
Yeah, kids groups also happen during those times, and we're going to talk about that soon. But we also have groups that meet at other times, not the Wednesdays, and different formats. Tell us about those.
Well, we have a lot of groups. We've got in the men's ministry side, and I think Janelle's going to talk more about the women's ministry, but we need to have places where it's safe to connect, to be known, and to know others. We have Thursday morning prayer, like really early Thursday morning. We have life journaling on Saturday mornings. We have just times where we gather together for fellowship, whether it's an evening for something or watching a game or going rafting. We have annual events like going up to men's roundup, where we spend some time really not only getting to know each other, but in the context of 1,500 other men worshiping the Lord.
And we have some groups that deal specifically with the area of sexual brokenness, which is a big emphasis. Tell us about that.
So we use Pure Desire Ministries, and the goal is, in this broken world, we often have things, sexual addiction, even other addictions, that get in the way of us becoming the men what we desire to be. So we want to move into a place where we're in sexual wholeness, where we're operating in healthy rhythms of life. We meet in smaller groups. And one of the things I think we've really discovered is I need to be meeting with other men regularly, whether I'm in a good place or a bad place, because I want to have a network. It's when I get isolated and get out of community that things really start to go wrong.
Yeah, on page 11 and 12, we've got men's ministries and women's ministries. There's the QR code to sign up for the men's. And at any point, you can use the QR code in the seat in front of you, too, to get to all of this stuff. But this is not difficult to jump in. Janelle, tell us a little bit about the women's groups.
Yeah, we have a lot of different groups for women. Our heart is that no matter what demographic or season of life, that you would be able to find a group. So we have ones around sexual health and wholeness. I think statistically it's been considered a man's problem, and that's just not the case anymore. That this is something that we as women struggle with and need to work through together. So we have a group for women of all ages called Unraveled for that. And then one for younger women that is called Authentically You, and it just deals with that walking in sexual health and freedom. We have a group for our seasoned women of life. There's a couple of those that meet. It's called Kingdom Women. And like I said, I do a women's Bible study, and there's also a group for moms that if you're in whatever season of life of momming, there's a group to meet around that.
Did you mention Betrayal and Beyond?
Nope, thank you. Betrayal and Beyond is for women whose husbands are walking out of sexual brokenness, and it's just a beautiful curriculum that helps you deal with your own hurt and pain and other areas of brokenness in your heart as you go through this journey. Highly recommend all of those courses.
Yeah, I just want to, Mark already slipped away before he was even dismissed. That's 10 points off for you. I just want to, we're a high grace culture here, you guys, and if you are struggling in any of these areas, please don't continue to struggle alone. Bring it to the light. Men, that guy right there is a wonderful man to bring any of those things to you. Mark is, he's like everybody's big brother, you know, and ladies, don't struggle alone. If this is a thing, please come talk to Janelle. She's super helpful in all kinds of areas. I have to say that begrudgingly. Please, seriously, come talk to, we want to walk with you through these things.
And remind you that you're not alone. No matter what season of life, you're not alone.
That's right. Thank you, Pastor Janelle. On pages 9 and 10, we have youth ministry and kids ministry. We're going to start with the kids. Hannah is not able to share this morning, but we got a video. Let's hit it, Andy.
Here I am with Hannah. She is our children's director. Hannah, we mentioned that we have home groups on the first and third Wednesdays. So what does that look like for our kids?
We meet right here in the building. We start off in the sanctuary. We play some fun games, get some wiggles out, and then we go to classes and do a lesson and activities and have a craft every week.
And who staffs that with you?
We do it with the pastoral team.
So it's kind of a crazy, crazy house.
Lots of fun.
So we're just here doing your bidding. That's essentially what you're saying, yeah. So how does Children's Church go on Sundays?
We release after worship and announcements and go to classes by age group. We have, I think, 7 different classrooms, starting at babies and going all the way up through 5th grade. We do a lesson about the Bible, and we really think that kids can understand the Bible and be young saints, learning and praying and experiencing that together every week.
I love that. Tell us what you mean about the open heavens room. What does that look like?
We have an open heavens room. It's right back here. We get to start at the beginning of the service, and it's for kids with developmental disabilities who maybe can't hang for a normal service or a normal kids' church time. So they get to have just a really safe, quality time with trained staff. And we think that that's really important for them to have a secure place to go.
That's awesome. Is your team fully staffed right now?
We can always use more people. It's so good to have a wide range of people investing in our kids. We have parents, we have grandparents, we have aunts and uncles, and we background check everybody to make sure our kids are safe. But we really think that, it's many hands make light work. So it's just a really good joy to serve with a big team, awesome, with the kids together.
So if somebody wants to help, they can come and talk to you, and then they just get thrown in cold to figure it out? Or what does that look like?
We usually put them in as an assistant first for a couple times so that they can get the feel of a class. And then, once they're comfortable, I can put them in a lead position. And we get lessons sent every time, so it feels good.
That's awesome. And again, along with simplicity and sustainability, how often do you have somebody teach?
For most people, it's once a month.
Once a month. Awesome. All right. Thank you, Hannah.
All right. Thank you, Hannah, wherever you are. Simplicity and sustainability, but you're going to hear that phrase a lot here. Whatever the thing is we're talking about volunteering on, we don't like someone to serve and serve like every Sunday. We always want to switch off. Uli Yankovsky is our new youth leader. Mr. Chill Vibes himself. Uli, of course, is a long time with YWAM in Namibia, and he has he's joined us here. and I got to get to the right part of my notes. Uli, tell us what happens on a Wednesday night with the youth group.
Whew. A lot happens. Well, we get together. We get together around 6 o'clock, and then we do an icebreaker. So the icebreaker is really cool. We get to loosen up the youth, you know, just we don't need coffee to warm up. That just sets you for the evening. And yeah, we do icebreaker. After that, we go into some worship, you know, where we just become vulnerable before the Lord and then break up.
Who leads worship?
I really want to say me, but I'm not gifted in that area. yeah, we have people like Sam and his team that, you know, it's the youth that leads it.
The youth lead it themselves.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. Sorry, keep going. Sorry to interrupt.
Yes, and then after worship, you know, there's usually a lesson that goes on, a class, and we break up in small groups where we divide the younger youth from the old, from
middle school and
yeah,
high school.
Middle school. Yeah, I'm not familiar with the middle school and junior and yeah, but anyways, so the middle school from the high school. Boom. Thank you so much. So we break them up and yeah.
What do you call it in Namibia? Do you break it up?
We just say primary school and high school. That's what we say. Ah. Yeah. We make it very easy for ourselves. Yeah.
Awesome. And in those groups, you discuss teaching and you pray, right?
Yes, we discuss the teachings, what we were just taught. And then we also have a time of just praying for one another and ministering to one another and also just, you know, helping us to take that initiative and hearing from the Lord what He's wanting to say to the individual.
Yeah, awesome. And you guys do other things too, lots of events throughout the year, whether it be something with One Hope or whether it be going up to one conference, actually, which is... Yeah. It's in about a month from now. Is there still room for one conference?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of room. But we have 1 week left, so please sign up right now. The QR code is there. Do it. Boom. Let's get it done. Joshua and I will definitely then take the team down to Portland.
Yeah, it's an exciting thing they always look forward to. And then this summer, there's going to be a summer outreach. As this was a tradition Pastor Jeff had run with for years, taking a YWAM outreach. Where is that going to be?
El Salvador. Woo! Yeah, it's a it is very cool. So please, parents, send your kids. So what we do is we take them down for 2 weeks. First week of just lecture phase, intense teaching of who the Father is and His heart for us. And then the next week we take them out on an outreach where they share the gospel, they make Jesus famous, they just have fun in the streets of El Salvador.
Yeah, it was an awesome outreach last year, as you can hear the enthusiasm. So we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to it. Uli Yankovsky, everybody. Thank you, sir. Josh Davis is already up. I can feel his presence coming up. Joshua Thomas Davis stretching it out.
Greetings.
As we
I'm going to... talk about the worship team now.
We knew better than to do this, didn't we? We could have had Nick Oakes up here. Nick would have stuck to the plan.
Listen.
All right, Josh. You are our worship director here. And if you haven't been here much, what you will notice is every week our worship team has like different people on it. Why is that?
A couple of excellent reasons. Logistically first, just so you guys know, I'm going to brag on the team for 2 seconds. We usually do like a 2.5 hour or so practice every Saturday, and then we come in at either 7:30 or 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, depending on how poorly that practice went. So we're actually in the building quite a bit between Saturday and Sunday. And so because of that, we spread out our members in order to kind of lighten that load. So going back to the idea of sustainability, we don't want to burn anybody out. We want people to be able to be fresh and enjoy giving their sacrifice of time and effort for musical worship. Yeah.
If people are looking to join the worship team, what do they do?
Well, they need to be able to either play or sing an instrument, either play an instrument or sing an instrument, I suppose. I mean, we haven't yet had a good beatboxer on the team. I'm open. If you've got it there, James Felix. No, but of course, I mean, it's necessary to have some skill and interest in the
so
musical
So you have an
side.
Audition process.
Yeah, we do audition. And there is a little bit of a standard we want to meet, but we're also very welcoming and willing to help build and grow people who are interested in coming on. For example, you may have noticed this last year we've had a number of youth coming up off and on, which has been something that I've really been trying to focus on, and I love it. I remember back in 1996, 30 years ago now, oh my God. 20 or so years ago, I remember being like a young kid with long black hair and the worship leader at the time welcoming me on and teaching me the importance of turning my amp down. But like that kind of the generation above me pulling me up was just so important to me, and it meant so much to me. So I'm having a great time doing that with the kids in my kids' generation now, and I'm just so proud of all of them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. You have a philosophy, really quickly, that when we're up here, what are we doing?
We're just really trying to melt faces.
No, nope. Not face melting. No. Nope.
I'm still working on the turning the amp down part. No, I really view our worship team as the servants in the room. I think it's our job to serve you and what's going to best facilitate a time of being able to just hang out in Dad's living room and worship and love on him. So I really lean back to like early this morning when they were talking about love God, love others, serve both. I really lean on the serve both part for our worship team. That means our preferences sometimes are something we get to let go of. We just get to come in and just try to bless you guys. And that's my favorite thing, like to just... when it goes well and I see you guys all just singing and we're just getting to all just hang out together in that moment, that's just choice. I love it.
It's choice.
It is choice.
It's like a 1960s positive vibe. It's choice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Josh good. Davis.
Speaking of vibes.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't say Carly's the office of chill vibes, so I think you guys can both work together. Uli can be the chill vibes and you can be the thrill vibes.
There you go.
Davis out.
Davis out. Thank you, sir. At least you didn't pick up the guitar this time. That's what happened 2 years ago, yes. Pastor Joshua is coming back up. Janelle said that I should say who I am and what I do. I'm Jason. I do a lot of stuff. But my main goal here is wow. Was that real? That just cut. For real, I thought Bo was like suddenly like, now you're done. We're gonna have to share here. My main goal is teaching in its many forms. I put together a devotional podcast sometimes. We're gonna do that again this year, which is so fun. And run Point on sermon series and do about half the preaching. We just split it up. And this year, just to let you know where we're going this year, we're gonna major on returning to foundations. So that begins with foundations in Scripture. We're going to do a series on that. We're going to do foundations of Christian theology. We're going to be teaching line by line through the Apostles' Creed. So that's going to be really fun. We've never done that before, so I'm excited about that. Then we're going to be talking about how God has called us particularly in this congregation, as this specific family of God, rhythms he's called us to major on. And then in the fall, we're going to preach through the book of Philippians. We're going to have 10 weeks and to really examine what does it mean to be a citizen of heaven. like, what does it mean to follow Jesus as our core thing? So it's going to be a really fun year. So Joshua, I'm going to let you finish us off this morning. We've talked about doing church as a family, about learning to abide in Jesus. We've talked about journeying together with others in this house. We've talked about a lot of stuff. This is kind of a countercultural way of life, as you like to say. What would you have to say about that?
God called us into a total commitment to Him. We're going to go through Philippians, and you'll hear more about that later this year. But He's invited us into, come to me, you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That's the desire that we have for you, and that's why we talk about simplicity and sustainability. That's why we refuse to sacrifice your life on the altar of ministry or busyness. We're calling you to walk in those rhythms of unhurried grace with Christ. And we're doing our best to do that as a people. My request, my challenge to you is that we're seeking to protect you and to empower you to live this life that God's called to you too, so you can be fruitful. So please come join and be a part of this family, because His yoke is easy and His burden is light. But I implore you, please, don't then take the space that we, by the command of God and the direction of God, refuse to pull you into that busyness and then turn around and go fill your life with a whole bunch of other busyness. Because that's what the world is happy to do, is to distract you and to destroy you through those things. But rather, let us together enjoy the unhurried rhythms of grace of a purposeful life and a family that demonstrates the goodness of a good Father and the hope that we have in Christ. And let's do that together as a family. And let's heal together. There's no shame in this house. Let's grow. Let's love well. Let's forgive quickly. Let's be honest and vulnerable. And let's show the world that there really is a hope. And let's enjoy doing it together. Amen? So that's what we're up to. And I can't wait to keep living with you guys. So we bless you.